Welcome to the Classy Ring Attire Podcast. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
And it's time to get classy for the fraction of you that I'm sure is still listening after last week's podcast.
Yeah. So we kind of lost it.
I feel bad.
It was very not classy.
No, it was not.
We did refrain from saying the dirty words.
Yes, good for us.
So we did show a little bit of restraint there, but that's about it.
Yes.
As far as restraint.
Yes.
Some things were said. Some voices were raised.
Some opinions were expressed.
In a very loud manner.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're sorry.
I was about to say I promise we'll never do it again.
No, that won't happen. That won't happen.
Let's be honest. Like, you'll just come back for more. Let's be, you know, I don't want to get too cocky about this, but yeah, okay, if you're still listening to us, then you'll pretty much listen through anything.
You know what? Apologize. It was a bad week.
It was.
A lot of bad things happened in a row. And sorry, that was.
Yeah. Both in, like, you know, real life and wrestling, so.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I apologize on behalf of WWE for creating the content.
Go even further and be like, I apologize on behalf of Irrelevant But Awesome. I was like, dear Lord, you're looking at Joel being company man.
Nope.
He's going to apologize over something he has no authority over.
Somebody needs to. They sure won't.
Very true. No. I was reading the AMA that Mets fan did on Reddit.
Yeah.
And for people who don't know, Mets fan is a Reddit user that was a somewhat recent employee of WWE, and he still has a lot of inside contacts, and so people kind of hit him up for, like,
little inside
tidbits. He doesn't like to give away too much, which is something I really respect about him.
Absolutely.
And he doesn't say it unless he believes it's 100% true. Like, he's had some misses before, but whatever. But he did an AMA, and someone asked him, like, in recent weeks, like, whenever a show really misses, does Vince take, like, recollection of that and be like, okay, that didn't work, so I need to do something other than that? Or is he just confused as why people didn't like it and he still stands by it? And he's like, yeah, it's absolutely the second one.
Yeah.
He completely stands by what he okays and thinks it's really good, and he just doesn't understand when it doesn't hit.
To sum up, Vince McMahon, not Vince McMahon the character, but Vince McMahon.
The businessman.
Businessman, the television producer, the person who runs this company. Go and watch the... Don't find the McMahon DVD, like the DVD about him.
Yeah.
Watch that and come to the point where they discuss Katie Vick. And Vince says, nope, I liked it. Y'all should get behind it. It was funny.
I don't remember that part of the... I remember watching that documentary, I guess, if you can call it that.
Mm-hmm.
It's about as close as we're going to get to a documentary for Vince.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yep.
I'm going to have to rewatch it.
I thought it was funny. I still think it's funny.
So he's a I'm like preaching to the choir here, but he's just a strange dude.
Mm-hmm.
like all the stories I hear about him, and you know, some might be true, some might be embellished or whatever, but still.
Well, honestly, here's the thing that I kind of really wish would happen.
Mm-hmm.
You sit here and you're like, I wish Vince McMahon would retire and hand over the reins.
Right.
Because he's out of touch, blah, 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 etc. That won't happen. If you're super rude and cynical, you're like, well, then I wish Vince McMahon would die. So again, you're like,
Let's not.
I'm not going to wish death on any other human for my pitiful entertainment.
Right, yes.
That I'm going to make fun of anyway.
True.
Like, if that happened tomorrow, I would, a month from now, like, Triple H is the worst thing to ever happen to this business. Blah, blah, blah. Why would he do that? Burying Kevin Sheen, blah, 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 blah. So, no. I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
But I feel like watching Vince McMahon's career as a outside wrestling, it seems like he struggled so much in everything. Like, every other non-wrestling thing, be it XFL or WWE Studios or Linda's Senate campaign.
Yeah.
Varying degrees of success that were all pretty much, you know.
Right.
So while I do wish that Vince McMahon would retire because It is this, you know, older, out of touch man who has an iron, you know, grip on the creative direction of basically this entire entertainment industry.
Right.
Because, you know, WWE is something and TNA will do it because WWE's doing it, and Ring of Honor will do the opposite because of what WWE's doing. Because
it's the opposite.
So it's one man controlling this entire industry, basically.
Right.
At least in this country. So yes, while I do wish he would retire, I would be so interested to see Vince McMahon pour literally 100% of his creative and business energy into something else. Because everything he's ever done has split his attention.
Right.
And usually to effectively hurt both of the things, mm-hmm. because I'm going to use the Senate campaign as a, you know, the easiest thing. We'll all say, like, nope, hurt, you know, enforce this PG era
right.
that they weren't prepared for creatively and, you know, nobody liked. And, you know, we spent the entire campaign being like, this WWE doesn't count. Shh, don't worry about that. Right. No, don't think about it. So, but to see the Vince McMahon who created WWE, mm-hmm. effectively, you know, not, of course it was, you know,
it was a thing before that,
but
who shaped it into what
shaped
it is.
Shaped it and started WrestleMania, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
To devote all of that attention to something. Mm-hmm. I still believe that man is there, even if he is, you know, older and out of touch.
Yeah.
You know, like we all like to say. I think the creative drive, the work ethic, and the business sense still exists in Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be thrilled to see him pour 100% of Vince McMahon's creative energy into something else.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, as much as sitting here being like, Vince McMahon doesn't get me as a wrestling fan,
right.
Because you put Paul Heyman in charge of WWE, I'm still going to have some complaints. Right. You know, I have nothing bad to say about Paul Heyman because, you know,
That feels sacrilege.
Total goof and love him. But I've watched ECW when he was in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked a lot of it. Didn't like everything.
Right.
So it would happen.
As with everything else. Yeah.
So as much as it, you know, that's what, you know, theoretically saddens me about Vince McMahon's going to be in charge forever. It's the kind of, I would love to see what else he could do.
Yeah.
That's what I've been reflecting on this week, by the way. I've been very reflective this week.
Okay.
About, like, why was I so upset?
Because, you know, nothing brings about more clarity than just airing out all of your grievances.
Exactly.
Once it's all out there and, you know, you have, dare I say, a few hundred listeners have access to it, you're like, I really put that out there, didn't I?
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have done it, but I have done it, so let's reflect.
Yes.
Move on.
Yes.
Yeah. I would be kind of interested on, like, if Vince were to do something else, like, right now, what would it be?
I mean, whatever it'd be interesting. My guess is pile full into WWE Studios kind of thing.
Like, into film and whatever.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Because, for one thing, I think Vince has always wanted to be an entertainer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lot of what's, you know, pushing the sports entertainment label.
Yeah.
You know, this is a form of entertainment. I create entertainment for people.
Right.
That kind of thing. There have been, you know, backstage stories about how Vince absolutely loved See No Evil.
Yeah.
Like, just out and out thought it was the best movie.
Mm.
And, like, okay, what if Vince McMahon, you know, really dialed it up and focused 100% of his Vince McMahon efforts on producing and marketing low to mid-budget horror films?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at the W Studios, that's really their bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, low budget, you know, probably going to make back their investments on video sales type of, you know, movies.
Yeah. And so, and he, you know, he clearly does that because that already exists, you know, as WWE film studios. But to have Vince McMahon just you know, hand aside Keys to the Kingdom, the wrestling side of WWE. Right. It's effectively been as good as hands as it's gonna get.
Right.
And just focus solely on this thing, and he can mm-hmm. you know, figure out, and he does have, you know, and this might already be kind of cheating that line, but Vince McMahon does have access to this roster of pseudo celebrities of varying levels of celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, how much would it cost to call The Rock on the phone and be like, one favor?
Yeah.
One doofy horror movie in between Fast and the Furious 8 and the Hercules 7 Takes Manhattan.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah. Wasn't it you wanted a WWE version of, was it Rat Race?
I would love a WWE version of Rat Race, yeah.
Yeah, I still like that idea.
Or Mad World.
Yeah.
Yes, just all these wrestlers. There's a lot of, like, things that I was like, they should do it with wrestlers.
Right.
It's like, I don't know. How hard would it be to make a kart game? Like a go-kart game? Like a Mario Kart, but with wrestlers? You make a wrestling game every year.
Yeah. You have this contract with THQ.
Mm-hmm.
Not THQ. What am I? Wow, I just went back 2 years.
Yep.
2K Sports. With 2K.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they've tried other types of wrestling video games before. Like, what was it? Like, Legends or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Legends and then the All-Stars one with the...
the goofed up...
yeah.
...looking guys. Might as well.
Remember when Hulk Hogan had a cartoon? Why is there not an animated version of these wrestlers?
Slam City?
Yeah, but why, like... I mean, honestly... why is that not, like, why... I would be okay with, like, let's go ahead and really pour into this Slam City thing.
Right.
You know? I'm not a huge fan of that animation style, but that's an entirely different yeah, type of nerd.
It's really just complaint. A way to shell out these toys.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're animated to look exactly like the toys.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, but, like, yeah, like... and again, this comes at a really bad time because, like, Saturday morning cartoons ended maybe a week ago.
Yeah.
So, but Saturday morning cartoon with wrestlers.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know, they have these characters. And I feel like there's not a whole lot done with the characters that they have. Bray Wyatt doing something.
Okay.
Well, no, like a Bray Wyatt, I mean, they dabbled in so many of these things.
I really thought you were about to say a Bray Wyatt happy hour.
No, no. Like, they dabbled, they made
a variety. Oh.
I would watch that.
A Bray Wyatt variety show!
I would watch that.
Be still my heart. I would watch the pants off that.
I mean, they've practically done variety shows with Cutting Edge and... Piper's Pit and...
yeah,
Christian has a couch and...
Peep Show?
Peep Show, that's what it's called.
Actually, you know what? From now on, we're just going to call it Christian Has a Couch. Even though I'm pretty sure he doesn't use his couches.
And Miz TV.
Miz has couches, but no one sits on the couches!
Riddle's too angry to sit on these couches.
Well, yeah, and Ryback just stars them.
Mm-hmm. But he does. They do, like, they've done the Hulk Hogan cartoon.
Right.
They did the Kane backstory that was totally in KFAB book.
Yeah.
Like, the tie-in novel. I would absolutely read a Bray Wyatt tie-in novel.
Yeah, did you read that Kane
tie-in novel? I have not read that Kane tie-in novel.
Do you have it?
I don't have it, no.
Christmas gift.
I need to just suck it up and buy it. We've talked about it so much on this.
No. Don't go and buy it.
There's another one that's, the FBI contacts Vince McMahon and says, we think that because wrestling goes around the country all the time, it's a perfect cover. We'd like to enlist your 6 best wrestlers as undercover FBI agents. And his 6 best wrestlers are, at the time, because it was John Cena, Batista, maybe Trish Stratus, because it was one diva.
Right.
And Vince McMahon. He was one of the 6 best wrestlers.
Isn't that, like, just the plot of that Seth Rogen and...
The Interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, fair enough. Next up, WWE solves terrorism.
Yeah. Well, they did that in 1984 when Hulkamania started running wild.
Well, clearly not. I don't know if you heard, but terrorism is still kind of a thing in the world.
Because they never answered what they were going to do. So he is still waiting patiently.
Well, no, for the answer. I feel like a few of their terrorist attacks was an answer to what they were going to do because they did it.
When Hulkamania ran wild.
Clearly, they don't give a crap about Hulkamania.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't think ISIS is that interested in what Hulkamania is going to do.
For shame.
I agree. I'm not condoning ISIS whatsoever.
All right. Anyway, reflecting back,
mm-hmm.
I can still, with peace and calm in my voice, say that I feel like Night of Champions was the worst pay-per-view.
No, yeah. Even, you know, even in a calmer way, yeah. Absolutely. Vince is probably going to start another football league and call it something other than football. Like, football entertainment.
I'd be interested in if he dedicate 100% of his motivations towards that. I mean, honestly...
Or if he starts, like, a baseball team or something. If he can make baseball interesting, the guy is a magician.
I mean, I love baseball, so we disagree on that.
Okay, fine, but I'm not... I don't hate baseball, obviously.
But even, like, go to the XFL. I mean, I don't know if you saw any XFL games.
I've watched games. I don't remember much of it.
But if you would see, like, the opening premier game of XFL football...
Mm-hmm.
It opens with The Rock doing The Rock. And then Vince McMahon is in, like, full Mr. McMahon heel persona.
Right.
You know, there. And I'm like, it's... You're not distancing yourself from me. And yeah. Not even that you need to distance yourself to be ashamed of it. You're making a separate entity, and you're not.
Yeah.
You know? You're making wrestling football instead of a competition to NFL, which is what, you know, you theoretically were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be thrilled for a return of XFL. Like, this is...
And, like, done the right way.
Yeah.
Like, actually focus on, you know, the players in the league or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that would be very interesting to me.
If they brought back Rod Spart, a.k.a. He Hate Me, as, like, a color commentator,
mm-hmm.
I would mark out like crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, literally, like, be called He Hate Me.
Yeah, on air.
On commentary, yeah, mm-hmm. on air. Like, yeah. We would just completely forget that he played in the NFL under, you know, his real name.
Yeah.
Forget it.
But that's also what Shane's doing. Shane struck out on his own.
He didn't strike out. I think he was doing pretty good. Wasn't it? Like,
struck out means head out.
Huh?
As in struck out. He struck out for glory. Like, he went out on his own.
He struck gold. Do you not understand how baseball works? Striking out is a term when something bad happens.
I understand that, but you can also say somebody struck out on their own to mean they left the comfort and safety of home to go and seek their fortune elsewhere.
Okay, but you just said he struck out. I'm like, when did he strike out?
I said he struck out on his own.
It sounded like he went out on his own and failed.
No.
That's what that sounds
like. He just went out on his own and ended up being fairly successful.
Yes. Yes, clearly.
So, it's there. You know, there's precedent set by your son, I guess.
Yeah, and I honestly, part of me still feels like it's kind of a training ground for Shane if he decides to come back and handle at least the business side of it. Because out of he, Stephanie, and Triple H... He's the one who's most able to do that,
yeah.
Clearly, because he's doing a very good job at running his own companies.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Triple H handles the live event shows or whatever, and Stephanie handles creative and everything else.
Yeah.
What was it, brand something?
Yeah.
Chief Brand Officer? I don't know what that means.
I don't know. But I want to ask you this, going back to the Reddit Mets fan on Reddit.
Okay.
Basically said, you know, they're talking about, you know, oh, will it be better when Triple H is actually running the whole shebang, yeah. Kind of thing. And according to him,
he says
Triple H runs SmackDown.
Yeah, but that's like, what, maybe an hour-long show? I mean, he could do an hour-long show because NXT is great.
NXT is great.
But SmackDown is literally 50% recap.
It is. It is.
So I don't know, like, if you really want to see something that's run by Triple H completely without having to worry about recaps and stuff, you know, NXT is probably a better example,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, at least. And if that, again, if that's what we have to go off of, I feel very good about that.
No, that's the thing, that's why the SmackDown thing is interesting, because the big, like,
Triple H will save us once he's in charge flag is being, you know, hoisted almost entirely by the fact that he is running NXT.
Right.
And everybody loves NXT right now.
Yeah.
But to be like, oh, he also runs SmackDown, which is everybody's least favorite thing.
Yeah.
Is a very interesting thing. And that's you know, the comment was he's running SmackDown now. So I don't know, like, he's running SmackDown with what level of, you know, provisions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, maybe, like, he runs SmackDown as in, like, he walks in, looks around, cuts on the lights, and walks out. You know.
I don't know if it's his call. Who is making the actual call of there should be this many replays of Raw on this episode of SmackDown. I don't know whose call that is. Although, this past week on SmackDown, something happened that they had to refer to on Raw.
What?
Dean stole the briefcase.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, I
forgot about that.
Yeah, when they're like, then last week on SmackDown, I was like, what? They're going to refer to SmackDown on Raw? This is so backwards.
Yeah, apparently we missed out on a Cesaro and Ziggler match, too. Mm-hmm.
This might actually be worth going back and digging up.
I wouldn't go that far, but, yeah. I mean, unless it was, like, an amazing match, then by all means, let us know, and then we'll eat our words and go back and watch it.
Another thing in that interview was, should we actually get hopeful for this seemingly new Dolph Ziggler push?
And the
response was, don't count on it.
Yeah.
And my heart broke.
That's one of those instances where I hope to be like, well, he doesn't have all the information. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He's still, like, you know, maybe his contacts have limited access, and what they have plans for Ziggler is super top secret that no one should know about.
Yeah. I know. I want it so bad.
I know. So, I have a question about Raw this past week.
Okay.
So, is Luke Harper on his own now? Is that what we're being led to believe? Or?
I'm gonna be totally honest. Like, what did the Wyatt family do right before this? What was their last feud?
I think the last thing they did, if I'm not mistaken, was the cage match against Jericho.
Okay.
They haven't been on Raw, and they weren't on Night of Champions.
No. Was anybody injured?
I don't think
so. They just up and stopped existing.
Or they just decided to, you know, let Luke Harper have a chance at a singles thing.
Yeah.
And maybe he's just like a satellite Wyatt family, you know?
Well, that's the thing, is like, you know, I've been kind of sitting here being like, there's been no Wyatt family. Did somebody get in trouble? Is it, you know, be getting buried here? Is it going to affect the whole family?
Yeah.
What's going on? You know, these guys faced John Cena at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big deal. And, you know, Luke Harper was the, I guess, non-Bray Wyatt breakout star. I think Luke Harper was the one that was going to be successful of the two backup guys.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we both felt that kind of way. This isn't exactly going for the Luke Harper Bray Wyatt matchup at WrestleMania 31.
Yeah, because now it seems more like a, you know, an amicable split.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it could, like, lend itself to, like, they could team up again at some other point or whatever. Kind of like a, you know, a Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns situation or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But, you know, and it gives Luke Harper a chance to kind of go at it singles, which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
I just don't know what that means for Eric and Bray. I mean, clearly Eric probably shouldn't go out on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Just he doesn't have any personality, I guess.
Should get a different finisher.
What's his finisher?
I assume that this the
that's not a finisher. That's his
submission
rest
move.
Hold. That's his rest hold so they can cut to commercial.
He should not do
where
that.
He pounds his or he has his fist in,
on the side of the head.
Yeah, no, I don't like that either.
I do not like that.
He really needs to change everything about him.
Mm-hmm.
They did the countdown for this week on the network was like top 10 like ring gear or attire or whatever. I mean, it's really, really gimmick infringement on us.
Yeah.
You know, top 10 classiest ring attire. Come on.
Yeah, what's that?
we'll wait for our royalties in the mail.
Obviously.
Clearly. Seriously, WWE, if you want to send that to us, just email us at classringattired@gmail.com and I will give you my personal address so we can work that out. No problem. Anyway.
Nice plug.
Thank you.
you gotta tell me where the sheet mask landed on the list.
Well, Bray Wyatt as a family, I think, was like number 6 or 5. It was kind of like in the middle, you know, and they ended with like the only thing bad was Eric Rowan's jumpsuit. And then they did a close up of the wedgie, and it ended with Roman just kind of laughing, and it was like, that's one hungry butt. I was half asleep, and I just looked up long enough to for Roman Reigns to say, that's one hungry butt.
Oh, I'm going to start referring everything as one hungry butt. Oh, my girlfriend's roommate has a cat, and so, like, that's my new thing from now on. You just want to start eating food, I'm like, that's one hungry butt. That's cat, Joel. Nope. Hungry butt.
I'm going to be disappointed whenever I come over and you don't say it's hungry butt.
That is one hungry butt. I love it.
So there you go. That's your reason to buy the network if you haven't already.
Oh my gosh. That was
our listeners in the UK, that's what you have to look forward to in a few weeks, I guess.
It's definitely. Do you guys have to pay $1.99 with the pound? Or $9.99?
I don't know. Hey, UK guys, whenever...
I'm just curious.
Whenever they're advertised for the network, how much is that in euro?
Because they wrote a song for us.
I mean, they could probably write some sort of song that's better for them, I guess. I don't know.
$7.48? Or whatever it costs?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what Monopoly money they use over there.
I had an epiphany this week.
Okay.
Watching...
You should probably get that checked out.
No, these are good.
Okay, okay.
I was watching Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins feud.
Oh, dear Lord. That just made me think of the segment on Raw. And how amazing was that?
It's good. That's what you do. That's how you... That's how you soothe my heart after after a week like we
had. And then just the lovable smile that swept across Dean Ambrose's face whenever the thing splattered in Seth's face.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, he looks like he's legitimately enjoying himself. Good on him.
Good on him.
But yes, go on.
So, there's obvious, it's not a stretch to draw parallels between Dean and Seth and Stone Cold and Rock, like corporate Rock.
Okay.
When he was in that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, that's a very easy comparison to draw.
Mm-hmm.
Except this time around, Hulk Hogan didn't leave and go to WCW. He's John Cena, and he's still there.
Mm.
It's literally what's happening.
Interesting. So, what we need to do is have John Cena go to TNA? Or Jeff Jarrett's new promotion, or whatever?
I mean, no, if John... Can you imagine if John Cena showed up on TNA this week?
What is he doing in the Impact Zone?
Juan Cena?
yeah.
Like, no, that's, I mean... But that's what it is. It's like... That's just like... To think about... I don't know, almost like... A bullet dodged. Like, yeah. This is like a Ghost of Christmas Future kind of thing.
Right.
Like, if you don't go to TNA, this is what wrestling will be like.
Yeah, and then John Cena has to, you know, figure out within his heart of hearts if he should do that for the greater good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because then, we never have to watch Cena again.
I mean,
because we're not going to watch TNA.
I would
watch the episode that
you would
show.
Definitely watch him debut, and the promo that he cut as to why he was showing up
and
in the Impact
Zone. Cut it off right after.
No, because he would fight Jeff Hardy, and you would be very morbidly curious about how that would go down.
No, I know how that would go down, because I saw that on... Well, no, I guess I didn't, because they're both faces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine, but still.
And they would fight.
I have an idea of what that would be like. It would probably be pretty boring.
I would definitely, like, watch some TNA for... I kind of fell out of TNA when they were, like, as good as gone.
Yeah.
Like, that thing, and so...
Because we really didn't think they would make it through this year.
No.
And the year's almost over.
No, that's the thing. It's like, I kind of feel like I should start
checking out TNA again, because, you know, like, once Spike canceled him and stuff, I was like, well, okay, I guess that's it, that's that. You know, that's your 12-year run, good job, but that's kind of it. And so, but it's still trucking and things are happening. I mean, I'm, you know, peeking in, it's not good. I don't think they have a complete Bound for Glory card yet. And that pay-per-view is, like, this weekend, maybe? Maybe next week?
Yeah, but WWE's been there, too, this year. Like, you know, like, waiting till the very last minute to complete their card.
Yeah, but Bound for Glory is WrestleMania,
Yeah, I guess.
This isn't, like, taking your time to complete your Capital Punishment card.
Fair enough.
So.
Fine.
But, yeah, it's... It's honestly, it's been a good wrestling-related week.
Yeah.
You know? It's a little bit of time heals all wounds. It's a little bit of, like, they addressed some stuff that they hadn't addressed before. You know, some of the complaints, like the completely ignoring Brock for a week.
Yeah.
You know? I really liked that segment. And I was like, that's all I needed. I needed...
Yeah, just some sort of acknowledgement so we know exactly where they're at with that.
Who did what? You know, are we going to have a problem? And it didn't take much, and I'm back on board. What's going to happen? I don't know.
Yeah.
And other things. The Dean Ambrose, Seth kind of thing, you know? And looking at it as a whole... We're the end of this particular, and this is always a little bit of a pocket of suck here.
Yeah.
And the end of it is on its way, you know?
Yeah.
They're, you know, the Hell in a Cell just kind of be a thing, because it's always kind of a thing.
Right.
And it never, you know, super gets exciting, but SummerSlam, they could, you know, not SummerSlam, what's that one in November? Survivor Series.
Yep.
You know?
They try a little bit more, but not too much more lately.
They have not been trying too much more, but I'm a sucker for an elimination match like that. Yeah. I love the Survivor Series elimination match.
Yeah.
We
always get suckered in that, like, oh, okay, so-and-so won, so that means they're on the way up, because that was that one where Dolph Ziggler super-kicked Randy. And won clean.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, all right, here it goes. It starts. And that was like 2 years ago.
That was the one right before he. That was the Survivor Series before he cashed in right after WrestleMania, right?
I believe that's why. Well, he still had the briefcase because that next pay per view was TLC when he had that the ladder match for the Money in the Bank briefcase with John Cena.
Yeah, and AJ betrayed. Golly. Remember when AJ and John Cena was a thing for 4 weeks?
And then AJ and Dolph, yeah. Yeah. That was
around the time that Rock and CM Punk happened.
Why do you have to... We were doing so good and you just mentioned depressing crap.
No, because it was also in that...
Apparently, Vince also hated that.
Yes, he did.
We also learned that.
Do you know how good that makes me feel?
From the Reddit AMA. Like, apparently he just halfway through, or as the match started, he just kind of walked off.
Not so out of touch after all, Lucy. And then just
came back whenever he had to do his on-screen thing.
Yep.
Yeah. So, hooray?
I will take it.
Okay.
I mean, that's the thing. And there's a lot of interesting tidbits about... Kind of the build up to WrestleMania. Apparently, it was Batista and Orton, which we pretty much guessed. Triple H and Punk, which we pretty much guessed. And then Daniel Bryan and Sheamus was planned.
Yeah.
And that basically all got shuffled when CM Punk up and left.
Yeah.
So CM Punk saved WrestleMania.
Pretty much, yeah, just by not being there.
Well, no, but like think about that card. Versus the card that we actually ended up having for WrestleMania.
Because of the, you know, because of him leaving, basically, we got the, well, we did, we got the best WrestleMania ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super, I don't know, like, if that was the card that we got, I would have been so pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, And beyond that, like, you think about, go back to, like, CM Punk's return after after the pipe bomb and the leaving, like, the first time he came back and they did the two championship hold, like, and they do the, and so his promo the week after that for the Why'd You Come Back promo was, I realized I couldn't help the company, I couldn't make it better just sitting on my couch. But he did!
Point proven wrong.
Because that is how he helped this company make the best WrestleMania of all time. I'd still like him back, please.
Absolutely. Let's, you know, we've had some time apart. Let's, you know, let's let that time heal those wounds. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Are you going to be able to handle this Royal Rumble this year? Or will it be too much
waiting for
that static to start?
I'm at the point now where I'm just convinced it's not going to happen for a while.
I'm convinced it's not going to happen for a while, except for the Royal Rumble, because it's the Royal Rumble and I can't help it.
Nope. Honestly, I think the only time we're going to see him in the next few years is maybe if they go ahead and induct him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And then maybe the talks will start, but, you know, apparently the relationship is still pretty bad. The
relationship is still pretty bad.
So. I know.
I won't. I can tell you right now. I won't be able to help expecting him to clock in. Like, once they get to about 25.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna. I can't. Okay.
Yeah.
Start doing that rocking back and forth thing.
Right.
And if Rey Mysterio comes out at 30 again. I will so get on your side at being angry at Rey Mysterio.
I was so glad when everyone got on my side for like 5 minutes about Rey Mysterio. Like, I was like, oh wow, you guys are brewing him too now. Hooray! Thank you. I always do that when he comes out too.
It wasn't even about Rey Mysterio. Oh, no, you took it. You take what you can get.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dear Lord.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? TLC's coming up. I love me some TLC.
Yeah, you do.
I do. It's not an innuendo, is it?
Well, except for the actual reason, or the actual, like, definition of TLC.
The Learning Channel?
You got it! Sure.
I don't know what it is.
We'll talk about it later.
Is that
it?
Okay.
No, nothing terrible.
Okay, I was like, I know what TNA is. Just know what TLC is.
Test and Albert?
Yes, Test and Albert.
The original TNA.
And then Royal Rumble. When CM Punk's gonna definitely come back, guaranteed. So
yeah, no, I don't think so.
And then we're basically in WrestleMania, so he's like, a minute.
But I did like that he basically said that the next one coming up would probably most likely be Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
And they're not counting the bunny because apparently it's Justin Gabriel.
Have you not seen like the detective work that the internet has put into?
I've seen it. I still don't give a crap who the bunny is. If it's Sami Zayn, then fine, you know, put him on the show however you want. He's really good underneath a mask, you guys. I fully believe it.
Yeah. No, here's the thing. That bunny's entertaining. I'm on board.
Okay, fine.
We're in the honeymoon period. This bunny can get old. But.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's making you kind of like Adam Rose by association, though? Kind of? Wishy-washy?
Okay. Yeah. It is following the exact same trajectory that Funkasaurus has followed.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, they're calling somebody up. This gimmick's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Right.
Okay, here it comes. So we're getting in that crescendo of, like, we're really excited and enjoying that somebody gonna call my mama song.
Right.
Here it comes. And then, like, at some point, like, nope.
We're done.
Stupid bunny costume. I'm done now. But no, right now, yeah, I'm enjoying the bunny.
All right.
So, for better or for worse.
Are you marrying the bunny now?
No.
Okay.
Just enjoying that he's on the show.
Okay.
I'm trying to positive things.
Okay.
I can be excited about the bunny.
I wasn't expecting you to be happy about the bunny, but okay.
Well, what are you happy about? Let's go into it. What things that are making you happy?
I mean, wrestling related, that Dean Ambrose segment with the merchandise was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it definitely one of the best segments I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Which really isn't saying much. But I corpsed big time whenever he said Seamus Dragon sell that for 25 cents.
Yeah.
You know? Just a lot of good ad-libbing that he did. It was just perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it had, like, a little bit of cheesiness and the dumb vibrating joke later. Because he said, he's like, there's a lot of personal items in there. I was not, didn't expect that of you, Seth, or something like that. And then later, you hear, I'm like, really? Is this 1999? Because that's a little Attitude Era-ish. But it was done in a very smart way.
I'm really like...
It's like, it's a razor.
I am just... I'm very much on board with Dean Ambrose right now. Like, in every possible way. And I always was. Like, don't get me wrong. There's never been a point where I'm like, I'm not really seeing why everybody likes this Dean Ambrose guy.
Right.
Like, no, it's always been. But, like... remember for a while I was, like, afraid he was going to be the one lost in the shuffle?
Yeah.
For that, and he still might be because things change all the freaking time.
Right. And, you know, a lot can happen when Roman Reigns comes back.
Exactly.
So we've still really yet to live in a world where both of those guys are...
consistently competing.
Right. Consistently competing for that top spot, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And then Daniel Bryan might come back.
Yeah, the reports were that he's not going to need that second surgery after all.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying around the end of the year, maybe Royal Rumble-ish, he should be cleared.
Something else interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, apparently it is scheduled to have the Bella Twins in a steel cage in a Hell in a Cell match at Hell in a Cell.
What?
Which, is that the first, that has to be the first Diva Hell in a Cell match, right?
I don't think I know of one, but I'm pretty sure.
Somebody else, feel free to check my facts on
Yeah, by all means, check after us, but I don't think so. Like, yeah. I think this would be the first.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Interesting? Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's something different. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll give them points for that.
Yeah.
I really didn't. I wish it wasn't the Bella Twins, but, you know, whatever.
Well, I mean, if you did it right, every match at Hell in a Cell would be in a cell.
Yeah.
Like, that's it's the one gimmick that the pay-per-view has. You promote it as, this is the time to squash your beefs. You know?
Right.
You end it, because SummerSlam's the end, the little end of the summer event thing.
Yeah.
And then whatever trickles, you squash your beefs in the cell, you finish up in the cell.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the thing, is you can literally take every match from Night of Champions and be like, but this time in a cell, for Siri, because it's really serious this time. And I'll bite.
Yeah.
I'll notice, but I'll bite.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I see where you're going with this. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like I'll take it.
Okay.
Making me happy, wrestling-wise. Yeah, Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
You know, in all things, Dean Ambrose. Honestly, though, I've been reading, Mick Foley's Countdown to Lockdown book. Yeah. Just really good read.
Okay.
Very interesting. It's, you know, it talks about his very brief time on commentary and his departure from the company. Which is really interesting, you know? It's kind of interesting to see how his attitude exists. He does a very good job in his books, and you can read any. That's, I think, it's his fourth biography, which is like one more than, like, I don't know, Winston Churchill, I think, had three.
Right.
So Mick Foley's book life took longer to detail.
Yeah, that first book was pretty long.
No, they're all like volumes.
Yeah.
But he does a very good job of painting a very complex character. Especially in someone like Vince McMahon and, like, his relationship with Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know how Mick Foley's relationship would compare to the Triple H's relationship or The Rock's relationship or Stone Cold's relationship with Vince McMahon. Or, you know, anybody in today's, you know, locker room and their relationship. But it's interesting to read about his specific relationship with Vince McMahon, how he feels, what he feels about his character and that kind of thing, and how he feels he is treated
as a wrestler, you know, especially in like a post, right after the Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah.
And how it is all these years later. I think this book came out in 2006.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's this, you know, his attitude has changed, and kind of WWE's attitude, and there's not a lot of books about wrestlers that age. A lot of the, like, wrestling biographies and stuff are written either by the wrestler or by a ghostwriter kind of at the height of their popularity.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting to read about how WWE kind of handles their legends talents.
Yeah.
And Mick Foley wasn't a legends talent at the time, but he was a beyond the ring talent.
Yeah.
You know? And so that was a very, that was an interesting thing, something that I hadn't read before, despite having read a fair number of these wrestling biographies.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. It's a really enjoyable book. That's okay. What made me happy wrestling wise.
Okay. Non wrestling wise, Laser Tag.
Laser Tag.
Yeah.
We didn't wait till Laser Mania this year.
Yeah,
Laser Tag, you guys.
It's Laser Tag.
You should all play Laser Tag. It's going to be exciting.
Absolutely. Come on over.
Yeah. Sure. No, everybody's invited. Whatever.
Sure. Just we'll give you information if you email us.
Yep, exactly.
That's our security measures. they know how to send emails.
They sent an email.
So, like, them and that Nigerian prince are totally going to come laser tagging with us.
We have stabby at anonymousproxy.net is coming to play laser tag with us. It's going to be awesome.
He's a big Dexter fan.
Okay.
That's right. It's time for the mail slot?
Yeah, I think it's time for the thing that you're singing about.
Mail sack, mail sack. Why is there hair in this mail sack? Mail sack, mail sack. Let's all go inside. Mail sack, mail sack. Why is there hair in this mail sack? Mail sack, mail sack. It's your mail sack. All right. Yeah, that was a weird way to start that segment, but I did it. We've got a little bit. This came in on Twitter from at Yappa Podcast, in regards to our show last week where we yelled at you.
Yes.
Not at you, but we yelled. At Yappa Podcast said, so WWE is not doing long term, but they also didn't immediately pay off the Rollins-Lesnar thing the next night. Yeah, it still felt weird that they waited until this week to do that.
Yeah. So, I'm assuming that this was a you know, we've complained about two things that kind of contradict with each other, and we did.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I totally get that. So, there's a thing that's like the art of a slow burn.
Yeah.
Which, WWE, I feel, has lost. And I think the best example is the Owen Hart, Bret Hart feud, and it developed slowly and patiently, and it was like a little bit at a time, and Hart just got a little more frustrated.
Yeah,
and it was, and they kept trying to work together, but this didn't click this time, and just over, you know, months and months before it finally snapped. And then you look at the Bella Twins right now, and we are 8 days into that feud. I wish you died in the womb.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
No, you did not say it correctly.
Womb.
I wish you died in the womb.
So,
God, you kinda, that keeps me awake at night.
You jumped to 11 real quick there.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of the thing, what I'm thinking about when I complain about not doing long term. And the where something counts later, I guess, is the kind of thing. So much stuff in WWE doesn't count after 2 months or a year and that kind of thing.
Something along those lines.
You know, and that goes for all kinds of things where, it doesn't always happen, and I get that, but like, because I know that they throw lots of storylines out and then just kind of run with the ones that get reactions.
Mm-hmm.
But stuff
changes so much like that. I guess another example is, again, the Daniel Bryan slept with somebody storyline.
Yeah, that thankfully was dropped.
Yeah, and so it's not a bad thing, but again, that's just a thing. Nexus buried Kane, or buried Undertaker, and then Undertaker came back and did not acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And again, these are all small, tiny kind of things, but...
We got really mad about the Daniel Bryan thing.
Yeah, apparently so. But also, like, if you go back, I think it's when Ted DiBiase Sr. appears on, I think it's Art of Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It might be another interview show that he did. But he talks about the original pitch for Virgil was Virgil would be his, you know, guy for 2 to 3 years before turning on him at a WrestleMania match. I was like, that's a great build-up, you know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like they do that.
No.
And then, again, there's a difference between, you know, they did not immediately pay off the Rollins-Lesnar thing the next night. But a payoff, to me, would be Lesnar coming out and crushing Rollins.
Yeah.
There's a difference between a payoff and an acknowledgement to me. I do think that I think it's their biggest storyline. It's about the championship. They're already struggling a little bit because the championship's on Brock. With the championship should be the most important thing.
Right.
The championship should be acknowledged every week.
Yeah.
It is the ultimate end goal for everybody in the locker room to be holding that title.
Mm.
That should be a prize coveted above all other prizes that can be attained in the WWE. And it's not always. There's things like the streak kind of beat out the title.
Right.
You know, even though it got broken on a year where it didn't end the show, you know, that's the kind of thing. There are other things that aren't that do get, you know, a higher credibility. I can kind of chalk it up to nature of the business, you know, things happen like that. But you know what? There are storylines that don't need to be acknowledged every week, and there are storylines that should be acknowledged every week.
Right.
Anything dealing with the title, I feel, should be acknowledged every week. That's not really a long-term thing to me.
Right.
So...
I don't... So, you know, the lookout for it now seems to be, like, there probably won't be a Lesnar championship match at Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Right now, it's looking like... I'm thinking triple threat match with Seth, Dean, and John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Which would suck, because that would be another thing of John Cena getting involved where he really doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
But
like Hulk Hogan would have if he wasn't in the NWO.
Right, yeah. Oh Lord, it would absolutely be Hulk rocking and Stone Cold in a cage somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Alright, fine, whatever. being happy.
Yay. Yeah.
Next is Blair saying Dean winning the belt at WrestleMania from Brock after going through Rollins, Triple H, and Kane. Great idea or best idea?
I will say this here and now.
Okay.
Going into WrestleMania 30, I didn't want to say anything because nobody agreed with me, but I'll admit it here and now. I did not think that having Daniel Bryan do 2 matches was going to be a good idea.
Really?
I did not think it was going to be believable.
Okay.
I thought everybody was going to try super hard. But I would not be able to buy Daniel Bryan in a full-on, honest-to-goodness beatdown with Triple H as a good match.
Right.
That would look like a legitimate threat for Bryan. And being able to believe that Bryan would come back and then successfully win a triple threat match.
Right.
Which is what, you know, we knew the theoretical thing that would happen was that. And I did not think it would work. And it did. It totally, 1,000% did.
Yeah.
Against all my expectations. Good job for them. I am just so proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, still don't think it'll work to have one guy do multiple matches in a night.
I don't think Blair's saying he's going to go through them.
All in one night. I totally thought he was going to have Dean going through all those guys in one night.
No, I think like he's going through like one by one, and then leading up to this, you know, like Brock is the, you know, boss fight.
Well, I think that Kane and Triple H should be switched then.
Well, yeah, no, I don't think he's got it in any particular order.
All right. Well, what do you think?
I mean, if Roman Reigns isn't going to be around to do it, or he'll, or by the time he gets back, they won't have time to build him.
Yeah.
I would like to see it. I feel like they would be too tempted to do Brock and Rock, which is the, you know, which is what we believe is the other option that they were going back and forth on.
Yeah, for the championship, Brock and Rock?
Yeah.
Rock being champion again?
Can't go back.
Mm-mm. I mean, here's the thing. If Brock maintains the title to WrestleMania and then defeats The Rock at WrestleMania in a title shot, Rock as the challenger and Brock shuts him down, I don't know how you get the title off of Brock.
Yeah. Mm. Not without some sort of explosive device.
I just... Mm. So, yeah, that has to account for Roman Reigns not returning and getting involved in that whole thing, and Daniel Bryan returning and then not getting involved.
Yeah.
What would you have those guys do? I would totally, you know, first thing off the top of my head would be Daniel Bryan and John Cena and the Bella Twins in a mixed tag division match.
Oh, no.
No, you don't like that?
No.
Because it's not good for Bryan?
Because it's just not good.
Of course it's not good, but what's going to happen? Look at that and tell me that's not a very real possibility for WrestleMania 31. Yeah, but
someone's going to have to be healed then. If that's... Okay, no. You think of all the other times where it would have made complete, perfect, and good sense to turn Cena heel. You think that they would do it on a dime for this dumb effing Bella's feud?
Would you be mad if that happened? If that was the thing that turned Cena heel after all these years?
Yes! Yes! 1,000 times yes, Wizards God, yes!
Would you be like, nope, still a face until he does something that he's a worthy feud for him to be a heel in?
I would, on principle, I would not accept it on principle because no. There were so many other perfect things for him to do in the past that would have been great, it would have been fun, it would have been entertaining, that I would have been like, I'm on board with this heel scene thing. This, absolutely not. Nope. He would be a real life heel for me. Because he kind of already is one.
I like Cena the character, but not Cena the person.
No, I don't.
Nope, because you would like a heel Cena, but not the way he did it. So you would like Cena the character, but not Cena the person.
No, I would hate the heel. I would hate everything about him then.
You don't know that. It would be amazing.
They would have to really, really sell me on that. Like, the turn, and like that moment it happened, and the lead up, and I would say probably a good couple weeks afterwards would have to be amazing for me to be on board with that nonsense.
Here's the thing, though. There's been a lot of, like, who's going to face Brock at WrestleMania for the title.
Right.
Almost, you know, just assuming that Brock would hold, which is not a crazy assumption, you know, that's...
No, not at all.
But... Cena's gonna have a match. Sting's probably gonna have a match.
Yeah.
We're assuming. Still haven't seen Sting yet, but I'm happy right now, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Bring Sting out in your own good time. Whatever. No rush. I'm roofing. Undertaker might have a match.
Yeah.
Don't know what's gonna happen with Undertaker there. Daniel Bryan will probably have a match, and hopefully Roman Reigns will be back in time to have a match at WrestleMania. Yeah. So, where does, I mean, named a bunch of faces.
Yeah.
So where does, how does all that fit in? So.
I don't know.
Is, but that's the thing, is like, is Dean your pick for title scene WrestleMania?
If I had it my way, probably, yeah, I would like it. I would not hate seeing Daniel Bryan and Brock Lesnar for the championship. And I, you know, I'd still be okay with Roman and, yeah, and Brock. You know, and I know a lot of people kind of went sour on Roman before the injury, but
I need to go.
I would still prefer all of those before Brock and Rock.
Yeah, Brock and Rock, I'm not super excited about either.
Unless Brock absolutely destroyed Rock and made him look foolish.
No, I would not mind even Rock beating Brock, just not for the championship.
Well, yeah, fair enough, yeah.
So if Brock loses the championship at any point, and then
they
Brock and Rock it for 31, that's cool.
Okay.
Honestly, though, I need to go back and watch the CM Punk Brock Lesnar match, because it's been a while, so, like, even though I know that it was an amazing match,
yeah,
I'm kind of sitting here being like, Dean Ambrose is too small. I need that Roman Reigns kind of like Hulk and Beast to even challenge Brock. And I'm I know that's not true
because
specifically because that CM Punk match is because amazing.
CM Punk did a great job making it believable that he could beat someone like Brock, and really only lost because he took an F5 with a chair, you know, and because he was so concentrated with, you know, getting his hands on Paul Heyman.
Yeah, so. I think that rewatching that match would convince me that
you really just need it. You just need an excuse to rewatch that match, don't you?
That's not untrue.
See, you could just be like me and just watch it because you want to.
I do. I mean, it's just on my list. I watch a lot of stuff.
All right,
I got a lot of things to watch. I'm a busy guy.
We still need to introduce Chelsea to CM Punk.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just side note.
All right. Anything else for you?
No, I think that's it.
All right. I feel better. I'm glad I got
it. Me too. I hope we all feel better. I hope you guys like us again.
Yes.
I hope you guys aren't as worried about our health and safety anymore.
We'll hopefully be back next week with We Don't Know, because who knows which way the WWE is going to flow.
Life is a crapshoot.
Da 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 da.
Squirt.
As always, you can follow us on Twitter at CR Attire. Live tweet shows, live tweet pay-per-views, always fun to be had, fun way to kind of interact.
Yep. And if you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to bring up on the show, send those over to our email. That's classyringattire@gmail.com.
We are also on iTunes. You just look us up, Classy Ring Attire. Subscribe, give us a rating of...
That's a hungry butt. 5 stars! 5 stars.
Or write a review, that kind of stuff really helps out the podcast.
Yep, and if you're listening to us on wrestling.insightpulse.com, leave us a comment in there. We'd love to hear from you.
Finally, you can find us on Facebook. Just click a like button there. Easy way to keep up with us and all of our going-ons.
Absolutely.
Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah!